Disappointing afternoon, Tom. What's your views after that?
Very disappointing, yeah. We've continued from last week. We've not turned up. We were poor on the ball. We were poor off the ball. The pace was too slow. We didn't win our headers. We didn't win the tackles. We were second to every ball. We were second to the second balls. So simply just not good enough today.
So what do we need to do then to make sure? Because obviously we've got Harrogate next week. Marine came into this one with a bit of a game plan. They never let us have any time on the ball, did they?
No, they didn't. The thing we struggle with at the minute is the ugly games. I fancy us to go get something off Harrogate if we get the ball down and play, like you say, our game plan. But we seem to be struggling against the teams that want to play ugly at the minute. And that's something that you can't necessarily coach or teach. It's just got to be in you. You've got to have that heart and desire. And at the minute, the last couple of games, it's just not been there.
Yeah, I mean, from a managerial position, it's your first week as the manager now. You've inherited a team. It's not your team yet. So you've been doing a lot of work with the players that you've got on the training ground at this moment in time. Will you be looking to shape and mould a team more in the Tom Greaves sort of style, I would suggest, going forward? Would that be fair in saying that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the lads have been absolutely brilliant for the time in temporary charge. They've shown what qualities they've got, but we do need to bring some more probably experienced lads in there that can play the ugly game, that have been at this level, that have done it at this level, and can help the young lads on. It's great having the young lads on and tying them down for the next couple of years, because they're only going to get better and better. But at the minute, I think they need somebody or a couple of lads in there to really drag them on.
And a big loss today, obviously, with Logan not being available, and I suppose that midfield general, we've seen the quality of Irwin, and he's a big miss, and any club would miss a player of his kind of calibre and quality, and that's what you're looking for, really. Someone that can step up to the mark if he's not playing, put the foot on the ball and move it around a bit. And they're two big misses for you today, and you've got to be disappointed, really, that the players have come in, as you say, as a collective and a group, not the best of performances, but going forward there's a lot of things we can do, and it's all about survival in the league rather than winning cups, I suppose, for you initially, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. Obviously it's nice to have a little cup run, but yeah, we missed Joel today. We missed Stevie since he's been injured. He probably came back a little bit too soon and he's got a niggle on his niggle. So fingers crossed he'll be right for Saturday. But yeah, we missed that energy today and that work rate, that passion. And it's been a big loss to us. It's been a poor performance all around.
I mean, you were forced to make a change in formation this afternoon because of the injuries. What's the time frame for those key players coming back? Will they be back for Harrogate, do you think? Or?
Yeah, both should be back for Harrogate, fingers crossed. Hopefully they'll both train on Tuesday and Thursday, and they'll be good to go Saturday.
One player who will be starting, hopefully, on Saturday is Lloyd Allenson. He obviously saved a penalty this afternoon, signed a contract this week. How important is he going to be, ignoring the penalty he gave away in the first half, obviously?
To be honest, I didn't think it was a penalty anyway. We'll have to see that back again. He's a quality keeper. He's brilliant. He's great around the lads. He's a great person to have around the dressing room. And a lad of his quality is fantastic to have for this club. We need more like that. He's a proper club man. And yeah, we're delighted to have him until 2019 at least.
Well, Tom, thanks for joining us. And we'll speak to you next week.
No problem. Cheers.